can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. So last hour, we just barely had the chance to begin discussing the money side of the war. You touched, Mark, on how there were, trillions of dollars so far that have been spent on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And of course, it's not about keeping you safe. You want to point out the fact that if it were about keeping you safe, then they wouldn't be meddling in other countries' affairs and killing people and creating terrorists. It's the U.S. federal government's activities in the Middle East that is the number one reason why terrorist attacks happen, when they do happen, which is very rarely here in the U.S. It's the number one reason for it. But the reason that they're going over there and doing these things is really primarily for the money. It's to hand out contracts to their buddies in the military-industrial complex, so their buddies in the military-industrial complex will hand them, the politicians, that is, money, so they can run their next campaign, so they can get elected, and so they can, keep the process going forever, as long as they possibly can, and in many cases until they die, like politicians like, old racist guy?
Strom Thurmond,
that's who it was. So that's the process, right? And then occasionally, in the midst of all this, there's just some money that goes missing. I mean, as though, $4 trillion.
Quite a lot in the military.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've lost to the tune of billions and billions of dollars.
That's right. Billions, more than we could possibly count. We'll start with the $8 billion that was spent on, this is Iraq. The U.S. Department of Defense, according to WorldNet Daily, got more than $9 billion from the sale of Iraqi oil and other revenue streams to be used for reconstruction inside the war-damaged nation and spent it, but can't document where $8.7 billion of the $9 billion went, according to an Inspector General's report published online.
So they so $0.3 billion. Yeah, they could account for, but not anything else.
Oh, where'd that go?
There's just a case across the river. I think it was in Westchester, Vermont, and this happens everywhere in the United States, where some accountant who worked, or she wasn't even an accountant, she was a bookkeeper, where some bookkeeper who worked for a company embezzled money over the years, and mm-hmm. she had embezzled several hundred thousand dollars, and now she's in prison, and the guy's not going to see any money back. He hopes to get something sometime, but she's in prison for several hundred thousand dollars.
Yeah, putting her in prison isn't going to get his money back, that's for sure.
And these people that have lost billions of dollars, they're not going to see the first thing happen to them.
Right.
Their names aren't even in the article.
Stossel did a report a while back on about $1 trillion of military just gone.
Over time, I bet that's true.
Over a period of time, basically, they could not account for $1 trillion. I'm going from memory, so I'm
sounds right
having,
to me.
But, yep, there, yep, but I remember it being an absurdly huge number.
Yeah, that's the same guy who did a puff piece about the military not long ago for Fox News.
Yeah, I was so shocked. His show,
so disappointed.
Last night, and I TiVo it, so I don't know what night it's from, but, he's letting the Republicans, what's the term for a libertarian Republican?
A libertarian?
Libertarian Republican come on and talk about, the government is the military is a legitimate use of government money. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He tries to hold
like that have ruined the libertarian movement.
He tries to hold them to their feet to the fire a little bit on that, but not much.
So, $8.7 billion, where to go? The military's response in the report noted the records probably exist. It's just they're probably archived, and it might take a long time to track them down. The issue was documented in a published report from the Special Inspector General, not just the Inspector General, the special one, for Iraqi reconstruction. It first was reported by whoever. So there's a several billion dollars that they have no idea where that is. But that's not all. Billions, and there's more details there. The story from, again, WorldNet Daily. Billions in Afghanistan. Aid dollars unaccounted for, according to an audit reported by the AFP. Nearly $18 billion in this one have been earmarked for reconstruction in Afghanistan. remain unaccounted for, snagged in a labyrinth of contract bureaucracy. A sweeping U.S. government audit has shown the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, or SIGAR, said $17.7 billion was...
Afghanistan's reconstruction? Come on. Afghanistan's reconstruction?
Apparently they needed, you know, they more to, because it's more than $18 billion, right, that they've sent over, but $18 billion of it completely unaccounted for.
There hasn't been $18 billion worth of construction in Afghanistan in the last century.
Was obligated over 3 years to nearly 7,000 contractors, but the Pentagon, State Department, and U.S. Agency for International Development were unable to say how much money has been spent. The audit addresses fiscal years 07 through 09, but the problems go back to 2002 when the United States began funding Afghanistan's reconstruction because much of the data available from the agencies was too poor to be analyzed. These are bureaucrats who fill out reports all day long. Yeah. And
that's what they do for a living, is they keep records.
And they're not getting it right. Their reports are just... As they say, this is their report saying that their reports are too poor to be analyzed. We can't even look at this stuff.
It's true.
And years into the reconstruction, there is still no central government database to monitor the projects from various U.S. agencies and departments, according to SIGAR. Prior to this audit report, there was no comprehensive study on contractors and the money the U.S. is spending through contractors on Afghan reconstruction. So basically, you've got 7,000 contractors that are in Afghanistan doing whatever and getting an undisclosed amount of money from the U.S. government through the people that they have contacts with in the U.S. government. Nobody's bothering to write it down, but yet somebody's managed to come up with, well, we see that $17 billion, almost $18 billion is missing. Like, we know how much generally has been spent, but we don't know where $18 billion of it is. It probably went to these 7,000 contractors. We can't tell. We can't make heads or tails out of the reports.
So sad.
Keep paying your taxes, folks. Because
so sad.
And this is not new. This isn't news. I mean, as far as if you've paid attention to the government over the years, whether it's Afghanistan, Iraq, or Washington, D.C., there have been reports. We've reported on these stories for years where there's $1 billion here, there's $1 billion there, it's gone, we don't know where it went.
Hey,
well,
you know,
moving on.
It happens. $1 billion here, $1 billion there, pretty soon you're talking real money.
Yeah. Right? It happens all the time. I mean, there's
nothing that can happen.
This is going on in Afghanistan right now, I've read the reports. But in Iraq, these things were called footballs. And I believe they were, and I may be mistaken here, I believe they were $100,000 in cash, and they were shrink-wrapped in plastic, clear plastic, and they would just use these as bartering tools, $100,000 in cash, use these as bartering tools with the, you know, whomever they had to get whatever they had to get.
I heard about this, bricks of money,
yes.
Bricks of cash
on
pallets.
Yeah, and they would just give them out to whomever and do whatever they had to do to get whatever they had to get, and you can imagine, A, what people, you know, the chieftains in Afghanistan are saying. Oh, yeah, he's a bad guy. Give me a football.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll
make
tell
me
you, Dale.
Filthy, stinking rich for just this, for nothing. Just,
I like
just
you, Dale, but yeah, $100,000 in cash? You know, I mean.
Imagine what kind of deals these contractors are getting that are completely off the books. They're, oh, looks like there's some broken windows in that building over there. That's going to be a football.
Yeah, you know? Of course it is.
I mean, who knows? We can't do anything but speculate because there's no trail. There's no paper trail.
Yeah. No accounting.
It's gone.
No accounting, no accountability.
Right. How could you hold them accountable? They're the government. You could stop paying taxes.
They're supreme. They have the supreme authority. But Ian, they need that in order to maintain... To prevent chaos. Wait, whoa. This is chaos. Right. What are we talking about?
Like
wars overseas and billions of dollars disappearing without a trace, but they're preventing chaos?
Right, like that's going to happen anywhere else in the marketplace. Like Walmart comes up with a quarterly report. Yeah, we lost $18 billion this quarter. Well, let's move on. Press that one under the rug. Our shareholders won't notice. Right? 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But there is a little bit of good news. We're going to share that with you coming up here. The cities around the country have been putting up these crime cameras. Well, how's it going? We'll find out on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods, factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free, taking control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can enjoy our website for free and enjoy the various features there, like our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact via our chat room, which is built into the same page. You can go to cam.freetalklife.com to do that, and it's all free. Brought to you by Memory Dealers. Go to cam.freetalklive.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers and up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. So a little bit of good news. I like to bring it to you when it is available. It's sure is a lot of bad news out there. Of course, that tends to be the news business, right?
Yeah.
It's reporting on bad news. But there's always, you know, plenty of news about the ever-encroaching police state. So we talked this week about the TSA increasing the invasiveness of their pat-downs. They're no longer going to use the backsides of their hands. They're going to be touching
now
them.
They're
going to
be grabbing it full
That's
on.
Right, all over. And
what is their justification for this? I've heard this, but
that's all the terrorism that's been happening. That's,
but why do they have to use the front of their hands now?
Well,
was there an event? Did they use a certain event where something got through that they would have felt if they'd used the front of their hands instead of the back of their hands?
They just want to encourage you to go through the new sniffing
device. What's going to be their explanation when they need, when they have to use their penis to pat you down? what is their justification going to be then? My hands aren't sensitive enough to catch everything.
Well, it's not like you can read Braille with that thing, my friend.
Well, your lips are very sensitive. You have a lot of nerve endings in your lips. So when the hands are no longer good enough.
There are stories all over the place about the continued increase of the police state. And occasionally you'll get a story like this one where things might be going in the reverse direction. From NOLA.com, as in New Orleans, Louisiana. In 7 years, New Orleans' crime camera program has yielded a total 6 indictments. 7 years, 6 indictments. 3 for crimes caught on video, and 3 for bribes and kickbacks that a vendor is accused of paying a former city official to sell the cameras to City Hall. So apparently the camera vendor caught himself doing a bribe or something like that on the cameras that... Anyway, only 3 actual crimes.
I think they're saying that there's 3 crimes that are related to the actual business transactions of putting the cameras in.
Yes. Okay.
And so they're attributing those to the cameras, which is a little bit disingenuous.
Well, it's disingenuous, but at the same time, they're pointing it out.
Yeah.
They're pointing out just how stupid, expensive cameras are.
So really three that you can actually attribute to the cameras and 3 that, you know, are
You had to read the article to come up with this, but this just points out what we've been saying on Free Talk Live all along, that these things are extraordinarily expensive and that they catch almost nothing. That's right. As effective in deterring crime, they are less effective in deterring crime than streetlights.
Actually, streetlights are far more effective.
Yeah.
Than these cameras.
I think that's what Mark said. They're less effective than streetlights.
But streetlights are very effective in comparison to these cameras.
Right.
Like having a lit area, that really does a lot to reduce.
I've heard that for your house, too. If you light up, you know, the area around your house, you're less likely to.
Yeah, that's why they have those motion lights where if somebody's walking around your yard, the light turns on. It's supposed to scare them away. Oh, crap, somebody might know I'm here. So I'm gone. And it was Great Britain where the study was done because they installed 4 million
cameras.
They're
not getting rid of them, though.
No, of course not. They installed 4 million cameras, and that's where the study was done that revealed this information, or one of the studies was done that revealed this information. So now in New Orleans, they're saying similar things, where given that ignominious track record and the millions the city has paid for a camera network that rarely worked, Mayor Mitch Landrieu unceremoniously pulled the plug on the project on Thursday, saying this: most of us can agree that based on the way they were installed, based on the way that they were operated, and the way they were not maintained, that they were not a good investment, Landrieu said as he announced his proposal to scratch the program from the city budget. The budget does require city council approval. For now, the cameras will stay in place, but will not be maintained. Landrieu says he wants to wait and see if there ever is something that they could use again before taking them down. Said when you really prioritize and you're asking whether that's the best money spent on trying to make the streets safe, we've concluded, given our financial pressures and our requirement to the city that we not waste money, that's not a good priority for us, he said. Now, that's something that's unusual for a government bureaucrat to do, is to actually admit, hey, we were wrong about this.
Well, it probably wasn't his idea, so he doesn't have as much emotional attachment to it. But
he's doing a cost-benefit analysis. I love bringing up cost-benefit analysis because it's something government never likes to really do.
And you're correct, Mark.
A lot of people don't do cost-benefit analysis, and so it doesn't surprise me that this incredibly ineffective bureaucracy known as, you know, various governments don't think about cost benefit analysis when they're trying to solve problems.
Well, when they when you're dealing with a local government or a state government, they don't have the ability to print money like federal governments do. So
that's true.
I don't know if Great Britain's camera program is run by London or by the federal government, but you know, maybe it's run by the federal government, in which case they can just print the money to pay for it, so they don't have the same motivations. And with the down economy, city and state governments are realizing they simply can't tax anyone anymore. California isn't willing to raise taxes, and it has a huge budget crisis, and they don't know what to do. Because it's very difficult for them to...
People are bailing on California like nobody's business. And yeah. I'm speaking as someone who bailed.
Yes.
In a panic. Like, man, I remember, you know, selling my home and thinking, I've got to sell this now or it will be a disaster. And I was absolutely 100% correct. And it's and left and right people are bailing in a panic because it's... I mean, something's got to give over there. They don't have the benefit that the federal government has of just printing more money and fiddling with numbers and
right. In the case
all
of the,
that.
In the case of the federal government, the scam can continue. They can continue to pay contractors.
They can string it along longer than California can.
Right.
Some will give there too, but it'll take longer.
Well, right, because they can just print it out, they can just keep doing contracts. Whereas the deal's done here in New Orleans, right? According to the story, back in 2003, it was Mayor Ray Nagin, so you're correct, Mark, it wasn't the same mayor, Ray Nagin, who introduced the concept as a panacea for the crime-stricken city. The cameras weren't
This'll fix everything,
yeah,
folks.
That's right. And so,
beware politicians bearing answers.
When I say the deal's done, meaning what I mean is... The company that installed these made their money, right? They did the deal. They put them up. They got paid too much money to do it. They cashed in. And, okay, so they don't get the maintenance contract at this point on it, but they did get a sweet, sweet citywide security camera installation contract out of the city of New Orleans. And
yeah.
So I'm sure they're sitting pretty.
Yeah, that company's made at this
point.
It's
so easy to sell stuff to governments, maybe because they get money so easily by just taking it from people. But
right.
I remember a great presentation given at a Reason conference talking about rails, you know, selling railway systems to cities. So the idea of putting in a rail system, and they talk about all these economic boons, these wonderful things that are going to happen once you put in the rail, and how it's going to reduce traffic, and it's going to create jobs, and they go through this whole process, and they talk about very objective things that you will benefit from when you do this, and they've done it to like 30 different cities, and it's never happened. Never.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. We'll give you a little more on what's happening there in New Orleans and also take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have there completely free. Freetalklive.com features including news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com and you can get signed up via email or Twitter or Facebook, and those are the three different ways you can kind of keep in the loop with what's going on with the show. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get on board there. And Mark, tell me about the Institute for Humane Studies and what they're offering people of college age.
Well, they're offering internships, different kinds of internships, whether it's a journalism internship, or they have this Charles G. Koch Summer Fellowship Program, which will place you in public policy organizations like think tanks and that kind of thing. They have them all over the country, many of them in Washington, D.C. They're for people who are interested in the ideas of liberty. They'll be placed at liberty-friendly organizations, and they'll be on the front lines of liberty. You can make a difference with an internship through the IHS. You'll get a stipend. That means you get paid. There's career workshops, mentoring, housing assistance. All majors are encouraged to apply. It's open to undergraduates and graduates and recent graduates. Go to libertarianinternships.com. When you go there, you're going to have to sign up to get more information. It's libertarianinternships.com.
So we are giving you some of the good news out there about these security cameras in New Orleans, where they have determined, the mayor has announced, he's pulling the plug on this program. This is a waste of money. In 7 years, they've caught 3 criminals on video. And we're going to get to some of the more of the breakdown here as to what was promised about these cameras.
what was it? How did they sell the idea of these cameras? And what actually, of course, we know what actually happened. But what were they? What was the pitch? We'll get to that here in a bit. But first, your thoughts are welcome. Tom is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I heard you talking about cameras. And I called up about 3 weeks ago, and I mentioned about there's cameras on the interstates. It's a black dome, the kind you see like in Walmart.
Yeah,
you know, it's a smoke dome lens, and I live in you said New York. Actually, I'm in South Florida.
Oops,
and about last summer, in other words, almost a little over a year ago, I drove up to the Smoky Mountains from here. And they are every mile, all the way up and all the way back. And since then, I've alerted other friends to it. And I was just wondering if you guys could have people call in. I mean, they're not hard to see. They really are there. I almost feel like I'm nuts because I'm the only person talking about them. I mentioned them to people.
Tom, hang on.
Nobody sees them.
Do you recall, do we have a trucker call in and basically say
he sort of obscured what I said. I mentioned that not only do they have these lenses, they have large, you know, electrical boxes at the bottom, and on many of them they have transducers, which are on like goosenecks that you can angle and adjust to point down at the road. And then I also mentioned a very large looking transducer near a truck weigh station, and somehow he called up and said, oh, that's for X-raying the trucks and this and that or whatever.
I don't think he said it was for X-raying the trucks. I think it was for some kind of a, what was
weighing,
it? What do you recall? It was like a
something.
It was some kind of a weigh system or a tracking system. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I thought it was. I remember, but it was a weigh thing.
But that seemed to negate what I was really trying to say. Is these things are every 5,000 feet on every interstate I've driven on, and I've been told by a friend of mine who has a trucker friends. They said they're on all the interstates everywhere. You have to look for them to see them. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't have them up there, but you don't see them unless you look for them.
I went out on the interstate recently, and I did kind of take a look, but, you know, it could be a state program.
They're on about 50-foot poles, and you'll see that it goes up and it droops over, and you'll see the dome. And it'd be interesting to have people look. I mean, I know it's dark now all over the East
Coast. I doubt it's a good thing, whatever it is. And if anybody has any more expertise as to what it might be, don't hesitate to call in. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight, Tom?
Well, yeah, there was a thing on the internet about in India they're installing RFID stickers on all the cars so they can charge a road tax, and obviously they're going to have cameras or sensors for that to be able to pull that off.
Yeah, what else? They'd have to, right?
And here in Florida, about a couple weeks ago, I was listening on the radio, and they said, "Oh, don't worry about the turnpike anymore down here. We have a thing called a Sun Pass, which you buy, you prepay, and you get a little bit cheaper."
It's all over, and it's called something else.
Yeah,
right,
Easy
okay.
Pass. Or something.
So now they said, don't worry about Sun Pass. If you don't have one, you're going to have a photograph taken of your license plate, and you're going to get a bill in the mail for the toll plus a $2.50 administrative fee. So it's already happening. At the very least, they're going to use these cameras to charge us a road tax. I think it's coming up where you're going to have to pay, you know, a few pennies a mile, even on the interstates.
They would love that. Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800.
This is the nightmare that... Sorry, go ahead.
259-9231. Thanks, Dale.
800-259-9231. this is the thing. This is the horror story they tell you. If the government didn't do the roads, then we'd have toll roads everywhere.
And look what they're doing.
And the government's doing toll roads and taxing us for them and spending the tax money on other things than on roads and endless... crap that but we got to have the government to build roads. We wouldn't have roads. There is no possible way to build roads without violence.
Toll roads are another one of those things where they're pitched in a certain way and then they happen in a different way where they'll pitch it and say, oh, I just need the tolls to recoup the cost for the road.
And then the tolls are going to go away and then they never do.
The tolls go to pay the toll takers. I mean, in many states, these toll takers are making just shy of $100,000, and when you consider the cost of employing them, all the fees that go into employing somebody, they're $125,000 a year employees.
Don't forget the pensions.
And you
I've
know,
heard in the number I heard in New Hampshire, and this is hearsay, but what I heard in New Hampshire was half the money is just to maintain the toll booth.
I'm sure.
It's, you know, it's like we'd immediately, you know, have cut the cost down by half by not having the toll booth. So
back to New Orleans, where cameras are all over the city, and the current mayor is saying, yeah, we're pulling the plug. This is a huge waste of money. We can't even keep these cameras maintained. They're broken. We suck. We're getting rid of them. And good on him for actually admitting that. You pointed out correctly, Mark, that this guy was not the same mayor that actually instituted the cameras. That was Mayor Ray Nagin.
Then that idea would never go anywhere because it was his idea, his baby, his and you'd have to keep them.
Right, and it was touted as a panacea for the crime-stricken city in 2003 when he handed the concept to the whiz kid technology chief for the government, Greg Mefford. On a national television interview and a USA Today article in 2004, Mefford bragged that New Orleans was blazing a new crime-fighting trail. He also claimed that a pilot project in the Iberville public housing development had reduced murders by 57%. At the same time, he laughed off suggestions that the statistics were skewed by the tiny sample size. But the tables turned late last year when he testified in a civil court trial as he tried to defend his decision to replace the original crime camera vendors with a team led by a buddy from the private sector.
God. You know, New Orleans is... It's hard for me to look at stories out of New Orleans without... You know, just chuckling to myself. It is one of the most corrupt places in the United States.
You don't
think
this would happen somewhere else?
Not
where somebody's buddy is getting the contract? This happens in every government everywhere. Their friends get contracts.
You know, I think different governments have different levels of corruption.
Yeah.
I think that...
Maybe you just don't know about it in the smaller places.
When you're dealing with places like New York City, Chicago, Illinois, New Orleans, Louisiana, the whole state of Rhode Island... That you're talking about just a whole new kind of even more gangster-esque
level. I don't know about that, Mark. I think the aggregate level of corruption is obviously higher in those higher populated areas, but sometimes small towns can have some of the biggest, most widest corrupt, the entire governments can be corrupt.
You're right. They can certainly be corrupt. There's not as much money to take from those folks, generally.
That's what I said. There's more money in New York City, but still that doesn't mean the corruption isn't there and that it's not significant to the people that live there. So this man, this Mefford, testifying in a civil court trial about allowing his buddy from the private sector to do it, he actually admitted that, in fact, the sample size in the Iberville trial was too small to matter. And then in 2005 and 06, a larger camera project failed to get off the ground as various St. Pierre companies set up deals with Dell Incorporated to sell them to New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, Savannah, Georgia, and elsewhere. There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. They also gave this guy a corporate credit card, and we'll tell you what he put on that. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away.
Melody!
Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello from eFoods Direct. The end of October is around the corner, and there's no shortage of frightening news these days. Global financial meltdown, saber rattling with Iran and other nations, worldwide drought and food shortages, more than 40 million Americans on food stamps, and tens of millions unemployed. Have eFoods Direct help ease your fears this fall season with free shipping on all orders placed between now and November 1st. Every dollar you spend will buy food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping throughout the continental United States. When you have a supply of delicious, nutritious food from eFoods Direct, your future is fearless and the shipping is free. That's free shipping on all eFoods Direct food products. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bringing up, well, anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site free, so head over there and enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Get the details, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're filling you in on the details. This is good news, actually. About how the folks running the government of the city of New Orleans have admitted that this whole security camera program that was implemented 7 years ago has been an abject failure. Over 7 years, capturing a total of three, leading to three indictments. Now, an indictment isn't a conviction, right?
It's not.
Right. So we don't know, actually.
But with the way that people plea bargain in the United States, it basically is.
That much is true, but it doesn't say three convictions. Just to make that clear, so three indictments is all they can say about this crime camera program that costs who knows how much money to install across the system. They're discussing how originally in 2003 it was pitched as the panacea for the crime-stricken city, and the technology whiz kid chief Greg Meffert was saying that this is going to blaze a new crime-fighting trail. And they apparently gave this guy a corporate credit card, which allowed him to charge all kinds of interesting things, like while he was working as the city tech chief, including exotic vacations for him, the mayor, and their families. As soon as the civil trial...
Well, the mayor didn't know about that.
Just thought he was spending his paycheck on him, right?
Yeah.
As soon as the civil trial ended last November, a U.S. attorney, Jim Letton, indicted St. Pierre Meffert and Meffert's wife, Linda, charging them with a 63-count corruption scheme centered on the crime camera deal and the money St. Pierre paid to the Mefferts. After Meffert left City Hall,
And St. Pierre, excuse me, was the private camera installer that this guy was teaming up with to do this. After Meffert left City Hall, there were only 53 Dell cameras in place. Nagin still promised a network of 250 cameras, but the wireless connections that were supposed to enable the cameras to communicate images back to the police stations had major problems. A new vendor tried to establish a different process, but a new scandal broke out. Nagin's new technology chief, Anthony Jones, was accused of taking gratuities from a vendor and falsifying payments. An audit found the city didn't get the network that it asked for, and Jones was fired. It's just this way when it comes to the government and technology. They can't get anything right, and certainly, even though they hire IT guys to handle their technical stuff, look what it leads to. It leads to the usual graft and corruption and malfeasance. And what's new under the sun here? It's just that it's technology now that the governments are trying to deal with, and it's all the same scam.
It's all going to be corruption when you deal with the government, some level or another.
Records of exactly how much money the city has spent on the cameras are spotty. The city's paid for equipment, but also for contract personnel to install and maintain the system over the 7 years. The total could be as high as $10 million. A city tally of the contract costs in early 2009 alone totaled more than $6 million. A review of the post-Meffert crime camera contract earlier this year showed the 200 cameras and network equipment under the latest contract would have cost another $4 million. Nagin's last crime camera vendor, Technology Consortium Group, claimed all of the units were working in February, but after Ronald Surface took over as police superintendent, he said he found that many of them were still down and out. He said that there were many days that so few were operating that they had no impact, adding that the New Orleans Police Department found that private cameras provided more help to detectives.
Hmm. Cameras in, like, convenience stores and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have guessed that.
Yep. So there you have it. From NOLA.com, the latest, reconfirming the information that we've given you over the years that these government cameras, these government camera programs, do absolutely nothing, next to zero, to prohibit crime or to catch criminals. It's nonsense. And they've now reconfirmed that in New Orleans. Let's go to your phone calls. Bill's in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WPBQ in Jackson. Hey, Bill. Bill in Mississippi. Going. Oh, he's gone. 1-800-259-9231. So if you really want to stop crime, let's give you some solutions. If you really want to stop crime, then... And the war on drugs. That's a big one.
An NRA's yard sign in your yard.
An NRA yard sign.
What? It would scare the crooks a little bit, I would think.
Maybe. Although the NRA is not
back
a liberty.
When I used to shoot, I had the targets from shooting practice.
And hang those up.
Stick those in my window near the front door
idea.
And the side doors and stuff.
Where were you living at the time?
Where was I then? I think...
I don't know if it's that important.
No, I didn't actually. The thing is, I didn't actually put them up. I just remember saying I was going to do it and planning to do it and never actually got around to it.
It was a good idea.
But I think I was living in, the other, when I was renting a room in Keene with some other people.
Gotcha. So, yeah.
I'm not going to do that now.
So some solutions to actually reduce crime, ending the war on drugs is a big one because the war on drugs creates excuses for the police to harass people and it creates a black market. And the black market leads to violence, and it leads to people getting ripped off and overdosing and all kinds of problems.
Considering that, I mean, the government doesn't prevent crime, it monopolizes it. That's the way I like to put it. It claims a monopoly on crime. So if you commit a crime, what they're really upset about is that you're doing something that they have excluded other people. something they've kept to themselves. Like
usually
taxes.
They're allowed to do it, yeah.
Yeah, they can tax, they can steal, but they call it taxes when they do it.
And taxes are certainly theft, and I'm not going to disagree with you.
Well, but they can also kidnap people.
Yes, they do that.
It's not illegal if they do it. It's not called kidnapping. Yeah. It's called arresting people.
They have a monopoly privilege on the use of violence.
Which is really, presumably... You know, the intention is that it's justified because it's being used in defense of people. You know, the basic idea is that it's used to defend you, and it's sort of almost loosely related to the NAP in theory, but in actuality... The non-aggression principle, the NAP.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, it's based on things that have nothing to do with protecting people, right, most of the time.
Well, so, I think that people are more concerned with the crime that they can't predict than the crime that they can predict. I think that when we're talking about crime,
no doubt about that. But
people
I'm saying
are concerned
that,
with well, that guy that's going to bust through the door with a gun. They're not concerned with the cop.
But my intention is to make them more aware of these things that they don't see as crime.
Indeed.
And then so if you want to talk about reducing crime, just stop letting the government do crimes.
Stop
giving them a free pass.
If you want to talk about reducing crime, that really what you want people want to talk about is reducing unexpected crime. Because, you know, when you're talking about crime, let's talk about crime. And when you talk about taxes, I think you should talk about taxes. And I think in this case, when you're talking, Ian was just suggesting the drug war.
Sure, fair enough.
The drug war is a is
a crime.
It is certainly stimulating a tremendous amount of crime. The drug war
like
is stimulating a tremendous amount of crime that's related to the fact that the drugs have been made illegal and then been pushed underground. And
if somebody breaks into a car,
expensive and
if somebody breaks into a car or holds up a store or holds you up at gunpoint or knife point in the street, there's probably an above an 80% chance they're doing it to get money to buy drugs on the black market. So ending the war on drugs would go a long way to it. Also,
I think you're right. And I
absolutely would be like 80%.
I didn't want to dwell on that. I just wanted to kind of quickly make that point. But I would point out that there is a tremendous amount of resources that could be used to truly fight crime without that.
Yes.
There's also the false sense of security. The fact that people feel like police are protecting them from crimes, when in fact that's very little of what they actually do is protecting people from real crimes. There's supposedly protecting people from someone speeding.
Right, if they're out arresting speeders or they're ticketing a pot smoker, then they're not investigating a murderer, right?
I would say people have a very exaggerated perception of cops actually stopping violent crimes. It's very rare, I think, that they actually do that. I'm not saying they never do. I mean, there are cases
hard
of it. It makes the paper when they do, you know.
It's hard to be in the right place at the right time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that is, again, that's a false sense of security. People feel like, oh, I'm not going to be safe if there weren't cops around. When in fact, it's probably more likely that you're getting a false sense of security. This is security theater too,
well,
as well.
I think you can
from
make
the idea
an
that
argument.
The cops are around and you're not doing the things that would truly protect you.
Let's go to the phones and get to the fun here. Mike is in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Are y'all talking about the traffic cameras or the crime cameras in New Orleans?
The crime cameras.
Okay, because the Supreme Court also, state Supreme Court, blocked them from doing the traffic cameras too here.
They blocked them? So, were they already doing them and they put a stop to the program or they never got to start?
They put a stop to the program.
That's great news.
Yeah, we have the same problem over here in Baton Rouge, and our officials are fighting it. They're saying, oh, this don't apply to us because it's kind of obscure what they did. But we're having the same problem with the crime cameras here in Baton Rouge with Mayor Kip Holden. You know, he said, claim they're doing all these great and wonderful things. But
if you want to tell us more, you're welcome to hang on. Thanks for the info. More coming up. Hour 2, or hour 3, actually, is next. This is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your network working in telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lend back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.